Blog Talk Radio.
Which is what that band just did. That is the Swingers, of course. They are not an Australian band. They're a band from New Zealand. They had one hit, and that was it, in the early 80s. And then it came back to all of us, as all annoying songs do, about 20 years later, on the form of a Target commercial. So we thought we'd heard it enough, and then Target grabbed it and kept on going with it. Anyway. We're not here to talk about the Swingers and Counting the Beat. We could have been, but we're not. We are actually here for a quite quaint and unusual poetry radio experience, and that is Tic Mac Banjo. And so since we haven't done this for a while, I better explain what the hell we're doing. And that is that we have 9 poems. And we have 4 from written by a whole heap of people who happen to be Australian in this particular instance. We then have 1 or 2 poems written by the great Banjo Paterson. Now, this is more complicated because Hatter, who's on the line, suggested it, right? So if you want to blame somebody, Crystal, blame Hatter, because he said you should do it so that there's not just 1 Banjo Paterson poem, that there's actually 1 or 2, right? So that makes it more complicated because then I've written either the other 3 or 4. Okay, so the choices are it's either Banjo and there's either 1 or 2 of them, me, there's either 3 or 4 of them, and everybody else, there's 4. Right? Now, everybody in this particular program happens to be Australian, which is kind of fun, including a brand new poet from Australia that I haven't had before, which is kind of fun as well. And they all rhyme. Go kill me. Australian poems, 9 of them, they all rhyme. So that sort of speaks to me. I do rhyme. Anyway, in the background, you've got one guest to do this. We fill up the board of noughts and crosses and have the 9 poems, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 across the board. And so you choose a poem, get it, see how you go. Now, one time, you can go to the person who knows my poems better than almost anybody else, which would be Deborah Lee. Hi, Deb. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I am very well. I am very well. And then we have our contestant number one, which, of course, is Crystal. Hi, Crystal. How are you?
Hello. Crystal.
I can see. I can tell you're excited. I can tell. The voice, I can tell you're excited. We then have a couple of people looking by. Rack, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
Excellent. I'll get comments from you as we go.
Hello, Crystal.
And Hatter, who may or may not become a contestant. How are you, Hatter?
I'm okay. I'm here to make sure there's no funny business.
Well, the reason I say that, Hatter, is because I am looking for Wayne. And Wayne, of course, was meant to be on the line, Seth, but at this particular point, is not. So if he turns up in the next few minutes or so, we will put him on. Otherwise, Hatter, you're going to do your bestest, and I know that often means thinking something and saying something else. But anyway, you've got a special way of doing it. Nobody else. I will ask you, Crystal, do you want to be O's or X's?
Typically, I am always O's because whoever else is on the board usually picks X already. So I want to be X's this time.
So are you going to be O's today or X's?
X's.
Oh, you're going to be X's. Well, there you go. Okay. No, I've already put your name in the under O's because I thought that's where you were going, but no, you are X. Definitely X. And that means that your opponent, whether that be Wayne or Hatter, is going to be O. Now, I have a question for you, Crystal. I have a question for you, and that is, we typically toss the coin before we start to work out who goes first. Now, that coin is an Australian coin, and therefore, as it stands today, I say this very carefully, it has a queen's head on one side and has a series of animals on the other. This is a $1 coin, and so it has a whole molly of kangaroos. Probably not the right word, but you know, they have tails, right? And so basically you can call heads. Now, very shortly, that will be the head of the new sovereign, Charles, and so it'll be a king's head, and it'll be facing the other way, because apparently that's what always happens with these things. The monarchs go left, and then the new one goes right. I don't know why, but anyway, they do. So, stupid bit of trivia for you. All of our coins need to get replaced because we no longer have a queen. We have a king. God save the queen. All that stuff. So, you can choose still Queen Elizabeth head, or you can choose the kangaroo tails. What would you like, Crystal?
I like the kangaroos.
No, I thought you did. Most people do. Okay, so here we go. We're tossing the coin. Oh, shit, where'd it go? It's gone down. Here we go.
It's not a head.
It is a head. I dropped it, and it's a head. Anyway, it's now a head. So that means that we are in the hands of your opponent. And I think at this point in time, since we're 10 minutes in, Hatter, to the program, I think you might actually be coming off the reserve bench.
Okay. Sounds good.
You up for this?
I'm ready.
I mean, I know.
I'm not fighting, mate.
I know you've done it before. You have succeeded. So I have great confidence in you. Now, you have to choose a poem from number 1, which is in the top left corner, to number 9 down the bottom right. Now, of course, number 5 is in the middle. So 1, 2, 3 across the top, 4, 5, 6 across the middle, 7, 8, and 9 down the bottom right. And then I will get you to either read the poem or I'll read it for you, depending on your eyes. So, up to you.
5.
You're going to go 5? I thought you might.
Yeah.
Everybody goes five. Yep.
Yeah.
Everybody goes five. So
I didn't tell the other kind. I'm going through the second.
No. It makes sense. Everybody goes five. So let me go and put number five on the board. Now I have a question, further question for you, of course, which is, do you want me to? It's one stanza. Okay, one stanza, starting with "and" when you speak. Did you want me to read it, or do you want to read it?
Oh, you're talking to me. You read it.
Okay, and I should say the theme for today is dancing or getting ready for dancing. This is getting ready for dancing, but that's the theme. You ready? Here we go.
Yep.
And I finish ploughing early and I hurry home to tea. There's my black suit on the stretcher and a clean white shirt for me. There's a dance at Rocky Rises and when all the fun is over, for a certain flavoured party, there's a shakedown on the floor. In pop. And my question to you, Adam, my question to you, having read that fine stanza of poetry, is that a stanza of poetry by the great Banjo Patterson? Is that a stanza of poetry by me, or is that a stanza of poetry by somebody else?
Man, it rings. I don't think it's Banjo. I think it's somebody else.
Okay. Now, I have to ask you, Patta, of course, if you want to use the great Deborah Lee, because she would know probably better than anybody who that might be, do you want to use your one and only chance of getting Deborah Lee's view or not?
I think I better save her.
Don't want
to get in trouble.
That being the case, I'm going to do a drum. Now, sure, I can't convince you that it's not somebody else, Adam. You're completely going with it's somebody else.
You know, I should have adopted my old plan and picked something else other than the first choice, but I'm sticking with somebody else this time.
I don't know. Well, sounds definite to me. So let me then go to the videotape. And the answer is...
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. You're right, Hatter. It was somebody else.
All right.
How's that? See, it's the same. Easy guys. Did you show you how easy it was? It went bang. You've got the first one and you've got the one right in the center. So
right in the
can't be happier than that. Right in the middle. And you are the O. So I'm about to put your O in the center now. It's a pretty cratty O, but anyway, it'll do. Well, looks more like a sort of curved circuit. But anyway, that's okay. We'll put that up on the board. And let us
see
with you.
The O.
What did you think, Rack? I quite like that one.
It's an Aussie O.
It is. It's a curled upon itself O. And so we'll have to get everybody used to that. But, of course, I've got to actually get the system to actually put the damn thing up on the board first. That'd be a good start. So bear with me while I do that. And... it's pretty faint, but it'll work. And so, you can see, there's a single poem, there's an O in the centre, Chatter is on the board, and Crystal, I turn to you. And I say, once again, you can have any poem you like, Crystal, as long as it goes, well, it's numbered from 1 to 9, with the exception of 5, because Hatter's just put that in.
Okay. I'll pick...
3. Sorry, number?
Number 7.
I mean, number 7. Okay, we can do that. Okay, here we go. Well, it's only quite short. It starts with he, and it's only stanza as all of them, and it is up on the board now, I think. I hope. Yes, I think so. Yes.
Okay, am I reading it or?
Yes, you are.
I was confused by that.
Reading.
Oh, I am. Okay, hang on. I didn't see it on the board. Okay, dancing quicker, now to stomp because of the roll ends that climb the trousers to the knee. He started wildly running, absent any pomp. Off towards the muddy creek did he flee.
Beautiful thing. They were all ants and stomping. So, Crystal, I go back to you after a perfectly lovely read of that little stanza and say, is that stanza by the great Banjo Paterson? Is that stanza written by me? Or is that stanza written by somebody else?
I'm going to say, even though it does sound a bit, I'm just gonna take a chance. I'm going to say it's somebody else.
Okay. Now, I'm going to offer you the same opportunity, Crystal. You can go to the great Deborah Lee, of course, and she knows more about my poetry than just about anybody together. But you can only do that once. That's the only problem, of course. Otherwise, Deb would just run the show and she'd win all the time. But, you know, that's not work, right? But you do have the chance to use Deb once. Did you want to use that now?
No, I think I'll do it later.
Okay. Well, let's just drop off. Here you go. Now we've done the drum roll, I will then go videotape, and we will see if that poem is written by somebody else. Oh, Dan, it's not written by somebody else. I don't know who it's written by, but it's not written by somebody else. I'm very sorry. I am. It doesn't sound like I am, but I am. Let me just put a little dash there, because we will come back to that. We can come back and have another go at it. Yeah. So, fear not. We have a second go. So, bear with me while I go and put the board up so that Hatter can see, and everybody can see who's following along. Rack, you following along?
I can't see, but I'm following.
Oh, well, that's good. No, I'm not asking you to, but it's one of those things. It's just, you just keep on rolling. So we just have that now. Jeez, it's a very, very ordinary board. Anyway, that's okay. I'm going to do better than that next time. Oh, and then a little dash on number 7, Hatter. And so I turn to you, Hatter, and say, it's your go. And you can choose anyone, that as long as it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 8, or 9. Your choice.
Let's go 1.
We can go 1. Let me find number 1. And I will put it up and put. This is, again, 1 stanza. And it is starting with the word, that's right, once it comes up, starting with the word clamors. How does this thing work? Oh, yeah, it does. Okay. Now, Hatter, did you want me to read this or did you want to read it?
You go ahead and read it.
I'll go read it. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
This is poem.
I don't see it yet. Is it up there?
Oh, no,
I don't see it yet.
Hold on.
Okay.
Can you see it now?
Yep. Got it.
Okay. Cool. Right. Okay. Here we go now. Clamors they echo forth from well down the way as abrasive swans dance past me as one. Flying with ardor, their pinions in full sway, fixed eyes held fast into the horizon spun. With wings fierce beating to clouds lying, rays trail distant while by eve spying. Ahead, their destination is lying, outwards where rivers curl, beyond the sun. End stanza.
Oh, right off the bat, I think that's Banjo.
Okay. Okay. Now, Adder, I have to ask you. You can, of course, have your one go at getting Deborah Lee's view on this. You know, you don't have to go, you don't have to do it, but you can. Or you can stick with Banjo as your guess.
I'm gonna stick with Banjo. I'm gonna need Deborah when I get in trouble. I'm not there yet.
Excellent. Okay, let's go videotape and find out the answer. The answer is...
No.
Ooh.
That's what I like.
Good guess, Adam. Very tough. Very tough one. Yeah. So, I have put a dash there. Did you like that one, Deb, by the way?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I was actually in the background going, wah, wah, wah.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, thanks. What are you?
Yeah, louder.
There you go. Deb, I'm glad you didn't ask Deb. She knew what was going on. I'm going to put that up on the board. I mean, that could be somebody else, or it could be me, but it actually wasn't Banjo. So let me turn now to you, Crystal, having now had to get one right and one wrong, and you've now got the chance of... looking at either doing 2, 3, 4, 6, 8, or 9 on the board. Where do you think you're going to head?
Let's go 2.
We can do two, and we'll get you to read it. Just pick. Okay. Let me put that up on the board. Just give me 2 ticks, and then we'll need to refresh. It's one stanza, and it should be posted now. And it starts with a land, Crystal, when you see it.
Sorry, I had to refresh. Okay. A land as far as the eye can see, where the waving grasses grow. On plains were blackened and burnt and bare, where the false mirages go, while lifting symbols deferred on where you never know. Land of plenty or land of want, where the gray companions dance. Feast or famine, hope or fear, and all things land of chance, where nature pampers or nature slays in her ruthless red romance. I like that.
I like that too. I like how there was hope in it. Wasn't that nice? It was meant to be that you were going to read that. Yeah?
Especially since we didn't know until yesterday, and you had the poems picked out already, so it must have been meant
to be. I did. It was just meant to be. Crystal. So, I have the big question, of course, is that a poem by me? Is that a poem by the great Banjo Patterson? Or... is that a poem by somebody else? Now, you can, of course, use Deb if you wish, but you can only use her once.
The way it sounds, even though I don't really know much from Banjo, because it doesn't sound like you, it could be someone else, but I think I'm going to go with Banjo, because it sounds a little bit kind of like it.
Well, that works for me. It's as good a logic as I've ever come up with. So, while we're picking that out, let's do drum roll. Now, it does sound you were reasonably convinced that it was that this was Banjo, Crystal. Can I change your mind?
I'm going to stick with Banjo. Sorry? I got to stick with banjo.
Crystal.
No, very good to see. Rack, what do you think here at this point? Are you confident about this guess?
I would go with that.
Okay. No. Well, let's go to the videotape then. And the answer, Crystal, is... Right. It is that though. Very well done. It is. It actually is the forward to the very cutely titled book, The Animals That Noah Forgot, which Deb likes that quite a bit. I know. But that is the forward, well, part of the forward to that book. So it's a little bit older, and so it doesn't sort of sound as banjo-ish as some of the earlier ones. But that was a very, very good guess, I have to say. Very good guess.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it unless you happen to have gone through that whole book with a fine-tooth comb to plan somebody's birthday show one year. So, yeah, that one.
Yes.
Plus the length of the lines as well.
Yeah, there is that about it. So he always does long lines. So he does. Anyway, so I've now gone and put the revised board up. Sorry, it's so light and crappy. But at the end of the day, we've got an X at the middle top. We've got an O in the middle, and we've got two dashes in both corners. And so, Hatter, I'm turning to you now and saying it's your turn. Did you want to get number three, four, six, eight, or nine?
Six.
Six. We can do six. Now, I should have said two. Hatter, if you hadn't actually stepped in at this point, this would have been easy because we would have done the banjo poem, you see. Yeah? Now we haven't because it could be two of them, right? So you've just made your life completely difficult for no other reason.
Great. Bit me in the butt.
I'm just trying.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
I'm ready.
Okay. But just bear with me. This particular poem has decided to do stupid things for formatting. As sometimes happens when you copy and print things.
Okay.
So bear with me just one second. Okay. Now I think it's right. And you want me to start with the side. You want me to read it, Hatter?
Yes. You read it.
Okay. Well, here we go. Beside the doors of a keen lighted hall paused, and quite by chance I noticed love smiling and tall, and then I heard the whirling death.
That's you. That's A.P. Taylor.
Now I have to stop you right there, Hatter, and I have to say, this could be me. It could be banjo, yeah. It could be somebody else. And you have a chance to actually ask the great Deborah Lee for her views, but it sounds like you're saying that's me.
It's you, and I'm gonna ask Deborah. What do you think, Deborah?
Are you going to ask Deborah? Oh,
yeah.
You're going to go your one chance to ask Deborah. Hold on. Well, I have to drum roll then.
Yeah.
You want to ask
Deborah? It's the only chance I have to get ahead.
Comes Deborah Lee, the expert of experts, to actually give her thoughts on this particular poem. Deb.
Well, Hatter, I kind of think that, all right, let me see. If you look at Need Lighted Help, Great Dance, I Noticed Love, Smiling and Tall. And what did you answer?
He thought it was AP.
It's AP.
Yep.
Being the way the second, the end of the first part, the keen-lighted hall paused. Quite a chance I noticed. think it's him. I think it's AP. Tell me. I noticed those.
I didn't, and I'm trying to reread it, but I feel at this point that I'm trying to force myself into seeing him there to not. Do you know what I mean? And
yeah.
I can't find a phrase or a word combo that or a feel that says to me that it's him, and nothing would make me say it's Banjo. So I would have to go with somebody else.
Okay. Beside the door of the King-lighted hall paused. Quite the chance.
You now have an interesting conundrum. I realized it.
Yeah.
You've said it's me, and Deb says it's somebody else.
I'm not gonna doubt my little sister. I want to go with her. That's somebody else.
You're gonna go with somebody else, Hannah? Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Cool. Well, then, let's do the drum roll again. What do you think, Rat?
I'm gonna go with Deb.
Okay. Everybody seems to. And you know, the reason why people do that.
It's generally right.
Good job.
That's why they do it, because she's generally right.
That's right.
There you go. It was...
Gotta love his name.
Somebody else. It was somebody else. So, wasn't they... somebody else. So gotta love the work there. And so well used, Hatter. You now have two O's, 5 and 6, on the board. And I turn to you, Crystal. And I say, Crystal, you can either have number 3, number 4, number 8, or number 9.
I think I better go with 4.
I think or two, quietly. If I was you, that's what I would do, you know. So it's only what a perfectly reasonable, sensible person would do. And so let us go to number 4. Number 4. Okay, cool. I think I'll put this up on the board. It starts with there. It's one stanza. Too hard to read, I don't think. And it is up on the board if you refresh.
Okay. There was a shout, then a jig from the porch, from rain started belting in the tin trill, and while they drowned the light from my torch, the dam would soon have water, and I could clear my bills. Okay, that one's kind of stumping me.
Now, it could be Banjo, it could be me, it could be somebody else. And, of course, can use it. If you wish.
I don't think it's Banjo. I'm between you and somebody else.
Okay.
I think I want to use Deb on this one.
Okay, this would make sense. So let me go for the drum roll. Come on in.
Hello. So, Crystal, what was your guess?
I think I'm leaning more towards maybe AP, because I have seen him use some words in here, but I'm not sure.
Okay, because like there's a couple things And while they drowned the light from my torch, the dam would soon have water, and I could clear my bills. I'm tending to lean towards AP also, for one, because he likes to put rain in his poems. But all right, let me read it again. This one seems tougher. I'm fighting between it is AP and it's a somebody else. But I'm tending to lean with you, though. I could clear my bills. Okay, there's my phrase, clear my bills, because we would... All right, yeah, I say AP.
That's what I'm going to go with then, AP.
Well, it's been seen before that Deb does know things pretty well. Rack, are you on the same train here?
You know, I'm a little confused. You didn't say Craggy.
No, there's no obvious Gibbs, but so let's do the drum roll, because, you know, and Deb wasn't, you know, completely convinced.
Thwarted.
Well, you know, you've got to, that's what gets there. But you both used Deb now, and you know, she's very, very good at this. You know, I've said that before. You know, she knocks it stone dead most of the time, and he's done it twice here. So, but you're now on your own, guys. So good luck, as they say in the classics, because we've got two X's and we've got two O's on the board, and we've got a couple of poems we've got to go back to in number one and number seven. And Hatter, I turn to you.
Let's go number nine.
Okay, let me put number nine on the board. Number nine. Okay, cool. Well, and I'm assuming you want me to read this, Hatter?
Yes, please.
Okay. So I'm just going to put it up on the board now, let a little bit of time to refresh.
Got it.
Just got it there. Okay. Refresh it so I can see it. Here we go. Ready? Here we go. Brolga were preening by an invisible link, were bowing and bending as flashed by springs. Then they started dancing. The squat groove was elegantly white.
Link and springs, wings, white and pink. Link. Ah, there's that pattern. There's that form. I'll take Deborah. I'll take Deborah.
You can't. You've already taken her.
I can't. Okay.
You can't. No.
I can't.
Not allowed.
I can't pay extra.
I can't have blood. No, you can't even get any points or anything like that. You can't even bribe me. No. You've been there, done that.
So, okay. So there might be another banjo. There might not.
It might be, because you said that we should do it so that there would be two banjos. And
when did you start listening to me?
It's hosted by your own petard.
That's exactly right, Rack. Hosted by your own petard. There are potentially two banjo poems in this particular program.
So
the
I can
possibility
say,
of two.
This is either by Banjo, me, or somebody else. But you can't ask Deb.
That's odd.
You can ask, but you can't answer.
On a thing as this lost by Springs. Oh, man, I know Deborah's going to go, no, Harris, wrong, but I'm going to go. this is on a touch of pink. God, that's what, I think it's Banjo until you get to that last part of the groove was white, elegantly white,
mm-hmm.
with a touch of pink. Oh, man. Banjo. I'm going to go Banjo. Oh, wait. Preening. Oh, we're preening. Just link. Now, somebody else.
Okay.
Go the opposite.
Somebody else.
But I think it is. Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, look, let me go then to the video tape, and I will firstly play the drum roll. Do. And then I'm going to say, Hatter, one last chance. Is this Banjo, somebody else, or me?
Somebody else.
Oh, it's painful.
Let's go. The video. And the answer is...
Man. Man, oh, man.
No. No, it's not. Sorry. No, it's not. Somebody.
Dang.
It's a good guess,
okay.
But no.
Okay.
It's not somebody else. I can tell you that. Yeah? So it could have been Banjo. It could have been me. But it's definitely not somebody else. So that's sort of unfortunate. But anyway, we've got a dash there again.
Yeah,
unfortunate. Dash on somebody else now. We've got a dash on nine. We've got a dash. One, and we've got a dash
yep.
number seven.
Oh,
and so
that
means, Crystal, you have two possible guesses. You can either go for poem number three or you can go for poem number eight.
I'm going to go with three.
Okay, three it is. So let me grab poem number three on the board.
Crystal.
Okay, this is one standard. Starts with what, Crystal, when you see it, when we refresh. Should be on there in one tick. God, it's done it again. It really annoys me, the formatting of this today. Really annoying. So anyway, let's just... It's up on the board now, Crystal.
Okay, refresh. All right, got it. What do you think I saw today when I arose at dawn? Blue wrens and yellow tails dancing on the lawn, bobbing here and bowing there, gossiping away, and how I wished you were there to see the merry play. Another nice rhyme.
Isn't that a cute poem?
I agree.
So, my question to you, Crystal, is to, as always, is that a poem by the great Banjo Patterson? Is that a poem by somebody else, or is that a poem by me?
Yeah, that's a tricky one, and I can't call Deb either.
No, I know. You've used Deb.
I know. I'm kind of... dump like Hatter. I don't think it's you. I'm between like Banjo and somebody else. But I don't know if I would see Banjo maybe using that. I don't know. I'm just going to take a wild guess because I have no clue. I'm just going to say somebody else.
well, and I wish I could sort of do sort of the thing about asking you if you want to sort of talk to Deb, but I can't because you already have. So I have to sort of rumble, don't I? And I need to go to the videotape and find out if it's the right answer or not, I guess.
This is when it all falls apart.
You're
okay.
Absolutely right. It was actually somebody else. So very, very well done. And Hatter, this,
yes.
This may not be falling out very, very well for you, but here we are.
Hey.
And the game continues. And there is only one that you can go for now because there's only one we haven't read. And that
that's
is
good. That's
number
good.
Eight. So
good number eight.
Sort of, for good or for bad, we're on number eight. Yeah? And so let us get number eight out there and read that, and then we will see what Crystal wants to do. Here we go. So let me put this up on the board, and I will read this for you, Hatter.
Okay.
Again, its formatting has gone completely stupid, so bear with me. I don't know why that's nuts. So it's just decided that it's going to make my life difficult for the next...
Well, while you're doing that, I thought I'd say, hey, Rack, how about next month you take on Wayne? All you have to do is listen and choose, right?
I don't know everybody's poetry well enough to do that.
Oh, like I do.
I was going to say,
or me.
That's okay. Here we go. Are you ready? I'm going to read it for
the big
you.
One. Yeah.
Here we go. As the spirit of sound may dwell in a chord and the spirit of thought be embalmed in a word, spirit of color inhabit a rose and the spirit of scent in its heart repose. So the spirit of motion lurks graceful and fleet in the exquisite moulding of Dorothy's feet. Dorothy dancing, oh, think of the glancing of dancing Dorothy's feet. End poem.
Whoa. I think, this is you. I think it's you. I think it's you trying to fool me. Number eight. Rose,
okay.
The spirit of scent in her heart repose. Rose repose.
I would never try and fool you. That would not be what I would do. I never do.
I'm gonna go you. I don't see Deborah squirming over there too much.
It could still be that though. It could be me or it could be somebody else. And you're saying Hatter?
It's you fooling me.
It's me fooling you. Okay.
Yeah.
Righto. Being the case, let us go to the videotape then and work out if it's me fooling you.
I'm fooling you.
Oh, man, fooling me. Okay.
So,
not even.
It's not me. It's not me. It could be Banjo. It could be somebody else. But it ain't me.
Yeah.
Nice bit of work. Okay. Nice bit of work. Nice bit of internal rhyme, all that stuff. It could have been me. But.
Could have been.
Deb, what did you think of that one?
Sorry about that. What was that?
Did you were you doing the what was in the background, or were you?
Yes, I was. Just with my phone dying. I was actually going to do it with the sound effect, but the phone died, so I dialed a different line.
So, Crystal, I turn to you. The game board has gone up there, and you'll see that there's dashes against number one, number seven, eight, and nine. And we are in your hands, because we've read them all before, as to which one you want to choose.
Number one.
Well, number one makes a lot of sense. number one makes a lot of sense, I've got to say. If I was you, I think I would probably pick number one because poem number one would then, if you got this correct, would win you the game, basically. And we've already had one guess on poem number one, so I'm going to put back up again. And I think it was, I think Hatter had a go at this, and Hatter said it was Banjo. So, Crystal, there's no pressure, but for the win, is this somebody else or me?
So, out of guessing, because whenever I heard Hatter do it, I was thinking that it wasn't, I kind of think I knew who it was because of how it sounded. I could be entirely wrong, but I'm going to guess that it's you because it sounds very AP-ish to me. Like, I feel like I've read it before.
Well, Australians, they all sound alike.
Potentially, if this is right, Crystal, you win the game. So, let's go to the videotape. And the answer is...
Oh. Good time,
it is me. It is me.
Just like everybody else. Kicking my butt all over the place.
I heard that poem before.
Yeah, I think I have.
Dave, have you heard that poem before? Well, the thing is, it wouldn't matter in some cases whether I had heard it or not before. I can usually find something from you in the lines that would send me that way. Like, for example, full sway would be a phrase there where I would be like, oh, yeah, that's him. The other one with wings, fierce beating. The rest of us that I can recall would say beating fiercely. So there's just these little nuances that scream you, and this was one of those.
I got to pay more attention.
Very, very well done, Crystal, and very, very well done because I actually like that stanza so much. It's based off The Black Swan by Banjo Paterson. It's got the same rhyme pattern, and I'm actually going to read the poem that I wrote in totality because I like the first stanza so much, called Those Swans Again, and then we'll finish up. And it goes a little bit like this. Clamors they echo forth from well down the way as a brace of swans dance past me as one, flying with ardour, their pinions in full sway, fixed eyes held fast into the horizon spun. With wings fierce beating to clouds tying, rays trail distant while by eaves flying. Ahead, their destination is lying, outwards where rivers curl beyond the sun. Ahead, the phalanx pushes into darkest grey, flies driving to where western slopes peer. Ignoring the streaming sun's rapid decay, they approach darkness with stars near. Left well behind cities, remnants lighting, with screams as intentions fighting, souls releasing into lands gliding, near the wide grey waters miles from here. Below armies tend to their grain, still young, eyes on green shoots, husks not yet shed. Slouching under hats, their troubles flung between drying winds, a sunset left bled. For long gone, those pink tendrils tiring, silent the chill of eve, skies empiring, not long till heat of the fires desiring, to bake in orange coals by a woman's red. Until with harvesting done, swans return east, towards cities and coastlines beat a retreat. Soon we'll be cooking those mighty feasts, white choirs and white glory, and psalms repeat. Gathered the year's harvest now drying to a population sustenance supplying. Again, the phalanx are within tying this land to a bounty, as sure as wings beat in time.
Wow.
Try that.
all I can say is I'm not that great of a trophy since everybody else kicked my butt too. So.
Well,
job,
congratulations, Crystal. Crystal.
Yeah.
Very well done. Hatter, you got a couple of poems out there, so you did well. But Crystal, you put it together. Very well done.
Very well done, Crystal. Congratulations.
Good game, Hatter. Like I said, you're better at me than you think.
I overthink it. I think I'll overthink it. I see AP on everything.
1,000 points to Crystal. 500 points to you, Hatter. So very well done.
Okay. Thank you.
I got to write a poem about swans, which was kind of nice because I've been meaning to do that for a while. So that was Hatter. It was a Banjo Patterson rhyme scheme. I just happened to use it. So it wasn't necessarily too easy. So there you go. Don't feel too bad, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Really good.
We are all finished for the wonderful world of Tic Mac Banjo. And Deb, I should ask you to talk about what's coming up in the next few days.
Yes. Well, tomorrow is Coconut at 9 Eastern. We need to go to tomorrow. So wherever the word took you, that's what we want to know about. And then on Monday, aside from the new artist that I'm introducing, I also have quotes from the poet Gerald Green to choose from to inspire your poem. So quote and jump on that. And then Tuesday night, also at 10 p.m. Eastern, my suite is going a little dark, and since it's Black Friday, she's doing some open duty. So join her for that. And in the meantime, for some fun in between and to get your hands on 1,000 points, I have a scavenger hunt going on that'll only send you all over all the poetry and time to come up with 20 answers, and once you have those answers, you get 1,000 points. Easy peasy. And I just put the link to that on the board. There's
Thank you, Deb. Lots going on. And thank you for your erudite, clever answers. I tried to fool you, and it was unsuccessful, but I tried. Thank you to Hatter, and, of course, thank you to Crystal, our winner for today. And we will go out as we came in, with winners, capping feeds, and we will catch everybody next month for another exciting Mac Banjo. Meanwhile,
Thanksgiving, if nobody has anything to do, Rocketeer and myself will be celebrating the Moody Blues and some rock Christmas songs.
Thank you. Happy about that. That's cool. I like the Moody Blues.
Yeah.
Okay. Do that too.
Thank you, Crystal.
Thank you, Rack. Thank you, Deb. And out we go. Thank you, everybody.
Good job,
good
Crystal.
Good night, guys.
Here we go. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
intriguing episode of Tic Mac Banjo. And we will catch you next month for that. Catch tomorrow for coconuts. Have fun, everybody. See you soon.
Great poems. Fun show. Night.
Good night.
Thank you. Bye, everybody.